For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team knocked off Northern Michigan Friday night, joined by co-captain Phil Brewer. Congratulations on the game winner, Phil.
Thank you, Schultz. It was nice to get that one. I thought it was just like a little security with the two-goal lead there, but we let them back in the game, which we definitely didn't want, but it was nice to hold on for the win there.
You were still able to finish the team off in the third. It's been a struggle for you guys. What was different tonight?
I think we just managed the puck really well, we had great shifts out there. Guys were coming off in the offensive zone and not changing in the defensive zone. Obviously, when we get on a roll and keep them hemmed in defensively, that's when we can do the most damage. So I think we did a great job of that in the third.
I don't think there's any doubt that there's a little bit of a circus atmosphere at times around here with all the attention the Fitzgeralds get. There's no doubt about it. You guys are a faster team than you were last year. They're a big part of that, aren't they?
Yeah, all three of them bring a lot of speed. When we don't seem to have our legs out there, they seem to have a great shift, and all three of them just do a great job of creating some space for themselves out there. So we rely on them a lot sometimes.
How does one player or one line kind of rub off on everybody else?
The guys on the bench do a great job of getting hyped up, getting excited. When someone throws a big check, has a great play, or a line just has a great shift. We just like to feed off that and build on that for the next shift following.
Power play had 5 goals last week, none tonight, including the 5-minute major. Power play is so cyclical, there's no way to explain it, is there?
Yeah, it's just sometimes that's how it goes. It's a little bit of a roller coaster. Sometimes with net presence, the puck just seems to find its way in. Obviously, we just couldn't get it done tonight, but they'll have their chances tomorrow.
How tired are you guys coming back from Alaska?
Yeah, that trip seemed to be quite the turnaround. We got there on Wednesday night and home by Sunday morning. When we got there, it seemed like we were there for a while, and when we got home, it seemed like we weren't there for more than 3 days. So it was nice having a couple days off, and then I think we're pretty good right now and ready to finish off strong before Christmas break.
Unbeaten in 5 headed into the break would be pretty good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be huge. We want to start climbing out of the bottom of the standings. We want to look back at home ice, and that's our goal right now. So we want to get back up to the top.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.